Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
We'll be right back. Okay, amigos, here we are. The time is gone past 6 o'clock. This is the corner where I'm playing a little bit of Pachamama, Mother Earth music. Because all this sentiment, you know, is about the planet now. We have to save the planet. We're trying to save the human beings, you know, but also we have to save the planet. We're not starting in, we were actually in Latin America. We are, you know, in general, people in Latin America, they are kind of like friends of the earth, okay? We respect, you know, the forest, we respect nature, we respect the rivers, everything that gives us life. But unfortunately, you know, we got some idiots out there, ignorant idiots, you know, who actually want to destroy it all, because they only think about the present and the present only. They want to fill their pockets with money and everything. But they know that when we go down into the ground, you know, oh, we get cremated, man, and our lives is ended, right? We don't take anything with us. We don't take nothing with us. You know, we all die as we came without nothing. We came to this life with nothing, and we live with nothing, okay? Now, the only thing that I could say that will be remembered by those people who actually destroyed the earth will be remembered by the destruction, by the bad decisions. They'll be remembered by... They will leave behind bad memories to all of us. And so, therefore, we have to think, you know, that... when I go, I want to be remembered by somebody who actually cared, you know, somebody who was friendly, somebody who was loving. We all want to be good people, right? But some people, they haven't understood yet the meaning of being good. You know, like you got Netanyahu, you got Trump, you got Milei, you know, in Argentina, you got Cast in Chile. You know, all these people, all they want is just to fill their pockets. And what for? We're all going to die anyway, man. You know, what's the matter with you guys? You know? But unfortunately also, that is the people who vote for these people. It's the people who are supporting these people. You know, I would say like being naive and ignorant at the same time, ignorant of what is really going on, ignorant to not to read those people's eyes and find out what they really, really want is power, fill their pockets, and not pay attention to what the need of the people are. The needs of the people are plenty, man. You know, we get housing, health, education, three main things. And obviously, food, a good diet in order to be healthy. If you get a good diet and be able to afford the basic products, you know, and feed yourself with natural remedies, natural food, the food without being interfered with chemicals and stuff, you know, that make you ill. In order for you to be ill, in order for you to go to the doctor, in order for you to consume all these chemicals, you know, that they invent. Now we've got this antivirus thing, you know, that's supposed to come from the rats, right? I wonder where the rats have been, you know, to collect that stuff and bring it back to Earth, or bring it out into the open, bring it out into people. Rats have existed all their lives, and why are they catching all these things themselves first, and then passing it onto humans? All this is a creation of the man who actually makes the chemicals, right? Because the money is in chemicals now, you know? The money is in health. They're playing with our health. We don't go private, you know. We go to the general, you know, like the National Health Center. And they also been restricted from funding to develop into, you know, what it will be help for the people. But unfortunately, they're not being funded properly. The army, the weapons, mercenaries being paid, you know, to go and fight wars that they don't even know what it's all about. All they know is how to pull the trigger and kill innocent people, you know, in the name of these big capitalists, you know, big companies, you know, who are making lots and lots of money, you know, making wars, making chemicals, making weapons, you know. And that is a sad thing, brothers and sisters, you know. I don't have many years to go, you know, but at least I could say when I was younger, you know, all this damage was starting to get done, you know, to get done to the human population, okay? Starting. Now it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And we are allowing that. The young generations of today, they're being blinded by technology, blinded by the Xbox, blinded by the computer, blinded by fashion, blinded by all these things. You know, we all want these demonstrations, you know. What's a demonstration for? The rights to the people who they feel different. Rights to, rights to party, you know. And then you get a demonstration about people protesting, you know, against genocide, and you get arrested. You get arrested. So they're restricting our freedom, restricting our freedom of speech, freedom of opinion, freedom of thinking. That's what's happening right now. And that is a sad thing. You know, like young people nowadays, you know, they walk around with telephones, you know, constantly on the telephone, constantly, you know. I was in the doctors today when they were going to get some more of my blood. I don't know, this is the second time in a month, you know, they want my blood, you know. Something weird going on, you know, but they're not telling me yet, right? So I was in the waiting room today. Three people came in, three young people. As soon as they sat down, boom, telephone, blah, blah, blah. They came together, right? They never spoke a word to each other. Telephone, bam, 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 bam. And I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, you know, this is not communication anymore. And that is happening not just there, man. It's happening on the bus. It's happening on the tram. It's happening on the train. It's happening everywhere, at home. People at home sitting down, you know, and the kids on the telephone. Now take your telephone away from that kid. That kid will hate you forever. That kid will hate you forever. He might even sue you, take him to the court, you know, for taking away his property or her property. And that's how sad it is, you know. So when I play some music here for you guys, I'm only thinking all the time, you know, yeah, time to relax, you know, we got 2 hours of music, you know, and I play some beautiful stuff, you know, for you guys to actually put the phone down or the computer down or the laptop or whatever you're using right now, you know, and you listen to a little bit of music. Now, if you mind me talking about all the situation, let me know. My number is 079-44-031-894. Let me know. Send me a text. If you're a young person and you're getting really, really pissed off, you know, about what I'm saying about young people, I'm not saying every one of them. I'm not saying that all of you guys. I'm saying some young people, and it's a high percentage of some young people who actually doing that stuff, you know, the telephone and everything. Sometimes I come in a taxi, you know, and the taxi driver is driving, concentrating, right? And you see people crossing the road looking at a telephone. He honks, and they look at him as if he was the biggest poo-poo party pooper ever. you know, interrupting my conversation on my telephone. Yeah, fellow or girl, but you're crossing the road with a bloody telephone where road is for cars, you know, and you cross a road. You go across the road, and then you can take your telephone out. But when you cross the road, concentrate. Simple as that. You see how to the point that we got to right now, you know, human beings are being knocked down because of looking at the telephone when crossing the road. And then the driver is to be blamed, you know, for that, because the driver didn't look at this person crossing the road with the telephone. What should the driver do? When you see a person trying to cross the road with the telephone, even though it's an avenue, you reckon the driver should stop there and let these people go across with a telephone without even looking about the, you know, looking at the traffic coming? Oh, God, you know, I could go on and on and on. I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking in your head, you know, why is he going on and on and on? The reason I'm saying all this, you know, is because it's happening every day, and it's an everyday situation, you know, with us. You know, leaders in power, you know, in government, you know, destroying countries, their own countries. Look at Trump, for example. Oh, yeah, in Iran, you know, they kill people for 47-something years. They've been killing the people. They don't let people wear, they have to wear this, gear, you know, these clothes and stuff. There's no freedom, blah, blah. Look at Philadelphia, Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia. Look at Florida. Look at Los Angeles. Look at New York. Look at all these places that are supposed to be hunky-dory, right? This tent city. I never heard of that term until these people started to live in tents. In biggest city of the world, living in tents. They can't afford to buy or to rent a roof over the head. And where the money go? The money goes to the war in Ukraine. The money goes to the Zionists in Palestine. The money goes to support all the wars around the world, but not the health of their own people back in their own country. You know, This is what makes America not great, man. You know, this guy, he says, somebody said, oh, yeah, the Iranians are trying to, they're going to bomb and destroy the United States. And the Iranians' reply was, no, we don't have to. That man in power is already doing it and doing a good job. You know, he's let him carry on with it. And it's true. They will come now at risk of being canceled, you know, even though it's late now to cancel everything, but some cancellations have been taking place. Hotels have been complaining that the number of cancellations is getting higher and higher and higher and higher, because these guys, he says, oh, the team can come in, but not their fans. Where's the fun in that? Huh? Where's the fun in that? You know, your team will be playing in an empty stadium, you know, and you'll be watching it from your country, you know, Africa or South America or Southeast Asia, whatever your country that represents the continent is from. You're going to be watching it on TV. You know, the players, you know, they get the more the incentive and the adrenaline, you know, and the willpower to go there and compete, you know, and win. When you go, 10,000 of people behind you shouting and cheering you up, you know, pushing you to go and win that match, you know, to win, you know. Right, okay, that's one part of it. The other part is that the hotels that have had cancellations, they're losing money, they're losing out. Some hotels are about to close because the number of people that they're accommodating there doesn't give them enough income to keep the hotel going. See, you know, so what is going on right now? You know, these guys who are in power, the only guy doesn't give a damn, you know, Netanyahu back in Israel. There are a lot of Israeli people that are proper real Jews, you know, who actually don't like Zionism. And they think that these guys put in a bad name to Judaism, you know. And he is putting a bad name to Judaism, because now people that go to around the world, you know, as soon as they find out you are from Israel, they don't want to let you into their restaurant, they won't let you into their cafe, they will shout abuse at you. You could be the nicest person from Israel on holiday, you know, because you've had enough crap, you know, from the Zionists, and you go there, you know, and you get attacks, you know, abuse. And not allowed to go places because of this one guy who's doing all this stuff, because of genocide being committed in Gaza. And the whole world is waking up right now. They were against Iran for no reason. Apparently no reason. Iran was there, nice and quiet, you know, and then suddenly bombs started to fall, so they retaliated, and now they accuse Iran of being aggressive. You see? You see the circus that we live in, we are witnessing right now? The North American circus. It's on people that are turning into against him. Because he's not popular anymore. He thinks he's popular. He thinks he's so good and knows everything. He even said that he knows the Bible better than the Pope. Man, and these people, this guy's being followed. He's being supported by those people out there. You know, who are they? Have they got a brain? Do you think this is the right way to be? Well, anyway, no more. And I want you guys to listen to this beautiful track by this beautiful group, Aguatiña, from Bolivia. This is what we want, you know, peace and quiet, you know, and respect for human beings, respect for people in Palestine, respect for people in Yemen, respect for people in Lebanon, respect for the victims of these warmongers.
Markasanha, Platanakaha, Wakishifara Kiwa, Pachamamar, Ultrasinapal, Pachatilanakana, Nakapa, Hadushil, Masapaha Kyu, Sarnakasian, Ichasti, and Apokita Yatasir Platanaka, Pachatilanaka, Life, Skinak Life. Alyal Koyasoy Marka!
Alyal!
Oh,
Che Guevara. Como si San Martín la mano pura a Martí familiar tendido hubiera, como si el plata vegetal viniera con el cauto a juntar agua y ternura. Así Guevara, el gaucho de voz dura, brindó a Fidel su sangre guerrillera, y su ancha mano fue más compañera cuando fue nuestra noche más oscura. Huyó la muerte de su sombra impura, del puñal, del veneno, de la fiera, solo el recuerdo bárbaro perdura. Hecha de dos un alma brilla entera, como si San Martín la mano pura a Martí familiar tendido hubiera.
Siempre que se hace una historia, se habla de un viejo, de un niño o de sí. Pero mi historia es difícil, no voy a hablarles de un hombre común. Haré la historia de un ser de otro mundo, de un animal de galaxia. Es una historia que tiene que ver con el curso de la Vía Láctea. Es una historia enterrada, es sobre un ser de la nada. Nació de una tormenta en el sol de una noche el penúltimo mes. Fue de planeta en planeta buscando agua potable, quizás buscando la vida, buscando la muerte, eso nunca se sabe. Quizás buscando siluetas o algo semejante que fuera adorable, o por lo menos querible, besable, amable. Él descubrió que las minas del rey Salomón se hallaban en el cielo y no en el África ardiente, como pensaba la gente. Pero las piedras son frías y le interesaban calor y alegrías. Las joyas no tenían alma, solo eran espejos, colores brillantes. Y al fin bajó hacia la guerra, perdón, quise decir a la tierra. Supo la historia de un golpe, sintió en su cabeza cristales molidos y comprendió que la guerra era la paz del futuro. Lo más terrible se aprende enseguida y lo hermoso nos cuesta la vida. La última vez lo vi irse entre humo y metralla, contento y desnudo, iba matando canallas con su cañón de futuro. Iba matando canallas con su cañón de futuro.
Hay tanto que quiero contarte, hay tanto que quiero saber de ti. Ya podemos empezar poco a poco. Cuéntame qué te trae por aquí. No te asustes de decirme la verdad. Eso nunca puede estar así tan mal. Yo también tengo secretos para darte. Y que sepas que ya no me sirven más. incluso darnos para siempre un siempre no. Pero ahora, frente a frente, aquí sentados, festejemos que la vida nos cruzó. Hay tantos caminos por andar. Dime si tú quisieras andar conmigo. Oh, cuéntame si quisieras andar conmigo. Oh, dime si tú quisieras andar conmigo. Oh,
we'll be right back. pasión.
Logo, logo assim que puder vou telefonar. Por enquanto tá doendo. E quando a saudade quiser me deixar cantar, vão saber que andei sofrendo. E que agora longe de mim você possa enfim felicidade. Nem que faça um tempo ruim, não se sinta assim, só pela metade. Ontem demorei pra dormir, tava assim, sei lá, meio passional por dentro. Se eu tivesse o dom de fugir pra qualquer lugar, ia feito um pé de vento, sem pensar no que aconteceu, nem meu. Por falar em nada que é meu, encontrei o anel e você esqueceu. Que meu barco se perdeu, ele tá gravado, sabe o seu. Aí foi o barco desabou. Nessa que meu barco se perdeu, ele tá gravado, só você. Coisa boa é poder cantar assim. Logo, logo assim.
Okay, amigos, amigos, now we are saying goodbye. I hope that you guys are going to be listening to my show next week, my bank holiday Monday. So don't forget to tune in on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live. Anyway, have a good weekend. Sorry, the week is only starting. Well, have a good week and also a good weekend, bank holiday weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Don't risk driving while you have had a drink. Don't drink and drive, and don't drive and drink. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Because, you know, the weekend, you know, when it's like a bank holiday, people, they go, really, party, man. When the sun's shining, you go to a barbecue, you go places, you know, and you just forget about, you know, that the restrictions, you know, somehow. No, but you have to be responsible and remember those restrictions. Next Saturday, I'm invited to a barbecue to celebrate my compadre, my bro, Carlos Bastidas' birthday. And, yeah, we're all invited to go, you know. Well, some of us. Not everyone. Not everyone. Well, anyway, happy week, and enjoy the weekend. And I'll see you, and I'll be with you next weekend, next Monday. Thank you very much. Love one another, and free Palestine.
Meu barraco desabou, nessa que meu barco se perdeu. Ele está gravado, só você e eu. Aí foi que o barraco desabou, nessa que meu barco se perdeu. Ele está gravado, só você e eu. Só você. Só você e eu.
asesina volvió. She came back. Oye, tiguerita, si tú cocinas como camina, guárdame un chile el pegado. O como dicen mis compatriotas allá, el concón.
Que comience la fiesta.
Y lo que yo quiero es que todas las mujeres que cocinan como caminan, que me den un grito. Ay, qué clase cocinera eres, que hace que tú me quedes ese meneíto mortal que tú me das y me conviene. Vamos a cenar por un par de horas, quiero probar lo que está de moda, esa receta que tú me preparas, cadera fresca, sonrisa de cara, aperitivo con mucho besito, antojito de deito frito. Y cuando aruñan me pongo loco contigo, tú sudas con los sancochos que pido. Mira cómo caminas, cheque el meneíto que me domina. Volvió en toda la pista cocinando un plato de cadera frita con ajo, vaya.
Oye, señorita, acá mueve la colita, ese meneíto nadie te lo quita. Si como tú caminas, así tú cocinas, a mí un favorcito, bájame un chile pegado. Oye, tiguerita, mueve la colita, ese meneíto nadie te lo quita. Si como tú cocinas, así tú caminas, a mí un favorcito, bájame un chile pegado.
Enciende tu calderón, guayame un chin de seco. Salsera pura, ponmelo ahí que te voy a ayudar. Tráemelo tú a la mesa. Quiero ser el único que te besa. Quiero ser dueño de tu cocina. Alimentarme con tu vitamina. Por tu plato sé por qué yo vivo. Diariamente a lo exclusivo. Que quiero ser tu canción del principio al fin.
Oye, señorita, mueve la colita. Ese meneíto nadie te lo quita. Si como tú caminas, así tú cocinas.
Se rapa, se rapa, se rapa, se rapa, se rapa el concón.